The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Top Stories, Oregon City's challenge in U.S. Supreme Court could change country's homeless camping policies. Volunteers help people pack up their tents and belongings in a city in rural southern Oregon. The homeless here need to move to another park to avoid being cited by police for staying at one spot for too long. The situation's only escalating, and we're seeing more and more people unhoused. And at the same time, we're seeing more and more friction and frustration from community members on both sides, said Cassie Leach, a nurse and volunteer. The homelessness problem in Grants Pass shows no sign of abating, but the situation here could also dictate how cities across the country interact with people living on the streets. In April, the U.S. Supreme Court was considering a challenge by Grants Pass on federal rulings that say cities can't fine or punish people for sleeping outside if there aren't enough shelter beds available because doing so is unconstitutional. Grants Pass is asking the justices to review those rulings and allow it to fully enforce its anti-camping laws. Charlie Willison, an assistant professor at Cornell University, said, "If these civil or criminal penalties can be enforced, it will likely go back to a status quo of cycles of incarceration, which also facilitates cycles of homelessness." The tension in Grants Pass is centered in the city's parks, where many homeless live. Families are afraid to go to the parks. And it's not just the campers or the homeless. It's the drug use and the vandalism and the excessive littering, said Brock Spurgeon, Grants Pass resident and member Park Watch Group. Despite the growing homeless population, the city only has one overnight shelter for adults. Run by a religious group, it has rules that prevent many from living there, and has only 138 beds. Grants Pass Mayor Sarah Bristol says housing those living outside is an issue her hometown has to face, regardless of the way the Supreme Court rules. "Maybe then we can start policing the parks again, but we still have like 200 people who have to go somewhere. And so I just don't really see how that resolves the issue," said Bristol. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.